we want to make a change to our golf swing, this is a quality game. And if we want to raise that quality, we need to have some focus. Hey there, welcome to episode 21 of the Golf Never Sleeps podcast. So I've made it past the 20 episode hump, which means going forward, I'm going to cut the intro. I'm assuming you know who I am. If you don't know who I am, you can go back to previous episodes and you'll hear me say my name on the front. But to kind of keep the intros a little bit shorter, I'm going to hop right in my topic. Episode 21 is three key words that I want you to think about when you approach your training. For many of us, we're heading into the off season, but whether you're heading into the off season or not, if you're trying to make a technical change or if you're trying to improve your golf swing, there's three words I've been saying a lot to my students, and it's something that I just want to bring a little bit of attention to, because I believe like these three things, if you think of it in this light, it can really highlight or maybe bring some attention to what exactly you're trying to accomplish. So let's get right into it. The first word, or the first thing that I think is so important when it comes to changing our habits or changing our performance, hopefully improving our performance, is exaggeration. And it's very, very, very often in lessons, I'll tell a player that if it doesn't feel different, it's just not that different. There has to be a lot of exaggeration that goes on in our golf swings. If you're trying to change your path, if you're trying to apply force in a different direction, if you're trying to get the club face to point a different direction at impact, that is going to require a lot of exaggeration. I've said this before in podcasts, and I say it often in lessons. Our feel and real are not that good. We're not very good at understanding what our feels actually produce. And that's why feel versus real is usually quite different. So the way that we get to change that motor program that we have in our mind is it requires exaggeration. If you're struggling, as an example, with an open club face, I don't want you to think in your mind, okay, I want the club face a little bit less open. I think in practice, it'd be great to say, if I'm missing to the right all the time in practice, if I'm trying to work on a different move, it's okay to see a huge left miss. Because very early on, what that is showing you is this exaggeration is producing a change. What does that change feel like? And what are the instructions that go around that change? So that then we can start to formulate, okay, when I actually do this and feel this exaggeration, this is the result it's going to produce. So word number one, exaggeration. Word number two, it's one we use a lot, is focus. And the reason why I'm saying this is I'm having a lot of conversations with players right now about what their off-season schedule is going to look like. I have some competitive players that are playing other sports because they're in high school and different things like that, and they have other activities, which I totally understand, and I'm usually most of the time I'm happy that I have players playing other sports. But if we want to continue to make changes, we're always fighting for time. And for players that are very busy, and I'm assuming most of you are very busy, I don't need you to always think that it is a quantity game. I don't need you to hit 1,000 golf balls a week, especially if 80 or 90% of them are going to be mindless and not very thoughtful. I think it would be way better off to look at it as, if we want to make a change to our golf swing, this is a quality game. And if we want to raise that quality, we need to have some focus. The example I'll give is I have a player that they're an adult, they work their 9-to-5 job, and they just don't have that much time with their kids' commitments and other things like that to get a lot of practice in. So the thing that I pitched them is I said, like, do you have like 10 minutes a day? Like, could you carve out 10 minutes? And he kind of looked at me like, well, yeah, but what the heck am I going to do with 10 minutes? And I told him, and I said, if you went into your garage or if you went into your hitting space and in 10 minutes, you hit 15 balls, but those 15 balls that you hit had 100% focus. You had a very detailed rehearsal swing with the key things you're trying to work on. And regardless of where the golf ball went, when you hit that shot, you had intense focus on exactly what you're trying to do. No music, no cell phone on, No wife or kids. Like, just give me 10 minutes and go hit 15 shots. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this podcast episode. If you are, I have a favor to ask. If you're watching on YouTube, please make sure that you subscribe to this channel, like this video, and make sure you hit that bell to make sure you get notified on when a new episode drops. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts, please make sure you subscribe there as well. But if you could leave me a rating, wherever you're listening or watching, if you do those things for me, it really helps the podcast grow and also motivates me to put out more content. And as always, on any platform, if you ever have any questions, please reach out. Let me know. I answer to every comment. Now let's get you back to your episode. If you do that 5 days a week, I would gladly take those 50 to 100 golf shots with complete focus. I'm taking that over you pounding 500 balls in the garage with no focus 100 times out of 100. So something for all of you to consider as you go into this off season is, if you're strapped for time, I don't want you to delay working on your game. Can you find a very small pocket of time, and can you put yourself in a scenario where you can have complete focus? Try to eliminate that noise around you to go in and work on what you need to work on. Now, the last one is intent. And a lot of people, I think, will say that focus and intent are kind of the same thing. I believe that setting ourselves up to focus is creating that environment around us, blocking out the noise and making sure we're in a place where we can actually get some dedicated and some focus work done. But the intent is, if you're about to make a golf swing, what are you actually going to do? What I mean by that is, right now, a lot of players in the offseason were talking about gaining speed. They want to hit the golf ball further. And for a lot of players that I'm working with right now in lessons, we're talking a lot about how to produce force, how to push off the ground, how to push away in the backswing, and how to use our feet and how to apply force. And for a lot of players, I don't tell them, I need you to focus. I'm asking them, I want you to provide the most in-depth intent that you have, your intention. My intention on this next golf swing is to push as hard as I possibly can on my lead foot, as an example. If you're someone that is struggling with rotation in the backswing and you've done your warm-up and you're feeling good, I want the intent to be, I'm going to try to make the greatest turn in the backswing I can with my lower body. Now, I know that this sounds kind of novice, but so often a player will get up there and they'll hit a shot. And I bet you, if you ask yourself, did you actually have intent on that shot? Far too often, the answer is no. And I think if we go back to kind of that quality versus quantity example, I don't need you to mindlessly get in there and just say, oh yeah, tonight I'm going to go focus on turning more in the backswing. But before every single shot, you are declaring to yourself that you have the intention and you are about to have maximum intent on the move that you are about to make. I know that it sounds very simple, but if you go in and you shift that mindset with a couple different words, something like exaggeration and intent, and maybe setting up your environment so that you can focus, I really think whether you're working with a coach or not, if you're working on the right things, you can see improvement. You can increase your club head speed. You can make that technical change you're trying to make. I've been doing it a lot with my own game and with me more specifically, my fitness lately. When I'm in my basement working out, instead of going through the motions, when I know that I have to do 5 box jumps, I'm now saying every single time I step in front of that box, right before I jump, I basically declare to myself that I'm intending on jumping as high as I possibly can. And I'm changing the language, and it's really having a benefit with me personally. And when we change the language and make it very clear what we're trying to do and using some of these key terms, I believe we can make huge strides in your golf performance. 3 words: focus, exaggeration, and intent. pay attention to those three words, and whether you're working on your body, increasing club head speed, your golf swing, whatever it is, put those three words at the forefront before you go into a session. And I'm certain that that's going to help you perform better and help you set up for success this off season. That was episode 21. If you're enjoying the episodes, please make sure you like and subscribe wherever you're listening. As always, if you have any questions, please reach out. You can find me on social. You can send me an email. I'd be happy to chat. This episode 21. We'll catch you next week. Happy golfing.